Well, howdy y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. This is the 100th edition of Yarns and Tales. So I'm gonna do something really weird. Well, I'm trying to do something weird. I'm gonna, on the fly, see what kind of fun I can do. Revisiting the titles of the last 99, but kind of in a story form, maybe? Here goes. Once upon a pilot, there was meditation. With heels and counting and notebooks, and turned heels and UFOs. With toes and lingos, and who speaks 1860? From crochet drive-by fuzzies and snacks. Old mags and nail snags. Then the sunset case with tater tots and wine. Then the sunset flapped and V-Day chatter. The lady gear for the moon tide. You do what? And fingerless gloves? Scattered brains and rice stitches. Irish moss with feline love tokens. Words and garters, oh my. Straight up sideways, those days and purse stitches. The chalice and the stones. The tweeds and the weeds. The bamboo stitch and a real deal. The lace, the real and the sick. Garter lace. And a happy face. The cat's eye and nerdy needles. Lace squares, jelly arms, and cookies. Kids, cats, and reviews. The yarn, the frog, and the hook. With hooking and biking. Pet sweaters and pet peeves. Frogging. And repurposing. Cozy mugs and time warps. Too much stuff. Planes change and whips. Easy gloves and hard benches. Confessions and cats. No more excuses. Zebra stripes. And a witchy brew. Plaid zebras and Irish cream. Dating witch whips and swatching. Sweaters, hats with candy. Funky green, scarf, flying cats. Wine sleeves and nerds. A red box. And wine gloves. Cowl searches and rearrangements? We're talking cowls, not cows. World of Yarncraft and rutabagas? This, that, and wine hats. Magic circles and meals? Button. Yarn, yes, do it. Beading, dressing, and marinade. Whips no more, and foes galore. Armigurumis and the ear voodoo. 52 and the flu. Put a ring on it. cat's cornbread and mason jars, heavy yarn and pod woods, fashionista felines and bald babies. She threatened my needles and hooks, magic whips from sleeves into sweaters, spring sweaters, sprung waters. And the next project is, of mice and snobs, red yarn, red tape, from rainstorm to brainstorm, with spring bonnets and identities, bonnets, gems, and lasagna. What's up, Buttercup? The teeny tiny tube socks, tiny heads, tiny hats, more teeny tiny tube socks, little hats, cheese, gravy, burnt water, one stick, two stick, mystery project, and possum to go. Mystery part two, badass Gracie. Cubics four, too much knitting. Burgers ate rain. Another mystery, oh no, and strangers. And the tribe of Kitty. MP5, bonbons, and cute by default. Seven, so, and ouch. Rant nine, and celebrations. The tin, the plastic, and the tail. Woofo, recapping, empty words? Let's start demystifying. More demystification voices and gifts. Whatchamadoodle diddly thing? Assembling reasons yard camo. 5, 6 other stitch. Mystery revealed, an RV dreamin'. Well, plarn it. Plarn project plus coffee, distractions, and a book review. Hooking with Jute, 18 with 26 years experience. Knitted Jute and zombies, new yarn, old hallow day. Woodland green, hail and cheesecake, snowmen and boas, how do you shower? Stars, crescents, and galaxies galore. Wow, that was fun. That was the titles of all of my podcast for the last 99. That was kind of fun reading it like that. I know, nuts ain't it. Although I thought it might take longer. But then I was going to try and, you know, script this really elaborate story using the words of my podcast titles as the word bank. And then I was going to go through and, you know, sit down and spend hours constructing this really cool, you know, story that only used those main words. And then, yep, I run out of time and gumption and get up and go and just, oh my good golly gee, I have just been running ragged lately. So I decided in my own southern flair to have a little fun with it. and read each title almost as a line in itself. So that's what I did. That is my review of the last 99 episodes. And it was fun. As this is my 100th episode, I am very pleased. I'm having fun. It is Friday, December the 12th. A little after 4 in the afternoon for me as I record this. Dang it, there's that word again. It's 50 degrees outside in December in South Georgia. Truly, I wish it was so much colder, but I digress. It ain't. Just in case anybody is interested, as I explained last week, I have a new phone, the Galaxy S5, and I have been trying to review some of the apps that is of interest to us yarnaholics, needleholics, hookers, of the crochet variety. I don't know, there could be some hooking hookers out there that, you know, woman power, go for it if that's what you're into. Me? Not necessarily my thing. But anyhow, so I finally got on Instagram. Yeah. The only reason I did that is because someone tried to open an Instagram account with my email address. And so my husband suggested the best way to combat that was to deny the confirmation that that was me and turn around and make my own account with my email address simply to protect it, that I could make it private. And I was like, okay, logically, that doesn't make sense. So I did. And then I had to take my truck in this week to get it serviced. It was time. It took me, okay, over here, you know, it's like, okay, you either go 6 months or 6,000 miles, you need to have your truck serviced. Okay, there was a point between the other day and my last service to my truck. Now, here comes the funny part. I don't do a lot of traveling until I actually started working. Prior to that, I only ever had to go to town like once a week. I mean, I did not do a lot of traveling. So the service thing was 4 years ago, date-wise. And I was only over the mileage service thing. Instead of 6,000 miles I had traveled like 8,000 in 4 years. I wasn't kidding. I don't do a lot of traveling, which is probably why my truck is, she is 11 years old and I am still using the same tires because they're still good. I still have the original battery because she is right now still good. I still have, the only thing not original to it is the windshield. And that's because some stupid truck, 6 months to a year after we got her, the stupid truck goes zinging by and a little tiny pebble, bink, crack, and I had to have my windshield replaced. And that just infuriated me. So, yes, I had to go and do that. So, I decided while I'm sitting there waiting on my truck to be serviced, I have this knitting project I'm working on. I had a woman buy a pair of my baby socks off of my Etsy store. And she convoed me wanting to see if I could do a matching hat. So I started doing that, and I got partway, and I was doing it on my circulars. And I was like, ooh. So I break out the phone, break out the Instagram, snap. It turned out such a cute picture. Okay, I'm not going to keep this account private. So anybody who wants to follow me on Instagram, I am Instagram Revlea, Revlea. That's me. So I have added one more social site to where you can start seeing some of the stuff that I'll be doing. It will mostly be just my yarn stuff on Instagram. I am not into selfies. Just not into it. So I'm going to play with that for a while. And so anytime I'm on a arbitrary, and I will say about maybe, possibly, undecided, letting it link and throw this stuff on my Twitter or my Facebook. Not sure yet. Just not sure yet. So part of the tales part, here's some fun stuff for 100. My boss at my job, he was like, want me to come up with some knitting class projects that would fit in a 1 hour slot. And so he and my assistant manager, both dudes at a craft fabric store. Really cool, I'm telling you. I was brainstorming and I said, well, I said, I could teach various little patterns for people who already know how to knit, but introduce them. And then we can all get together. And I looked at my manager and I pointed at him and said, and we could yarn bomb your car. And he just stopped what he was doing and he looked at me and he went, what? You're gonna, what? And I said, yarn bomb. We're gonna basically put a giant automobile size sweater on your car. So don't leave it overnight anymore. And then I grinned this beautiful, polite, innocent little evil grin. And he just looked at me, and he wasn't sure whether I was serious or kidding. And then I smiled big, and I said, that'd be great publicity stunt, you know. Joanne Fabrics, the manager's car, gets yarn bombed? I mean, how cool is that? Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I can think of a few locals that would assist me in that. So, there's that. Okay, this is totally not yarn related, but kind of. It's a funny, and I'll try not to screw up what I was trying to do, because this is going to be short, sweet, to the point, and then I'm probably going to be off the air. I got more things to do. I am really jazzed. Coffee free right now, by the way. So, we're closing Tuesday night. Monday night. Can't remember. Monday night. It was Monday. I do this little voice thing. And it was, I had the employees, because it's closing, you know, it's really dark. And one of them, she's so sweet, I won't share her name, but I come up behind her. We were in the foyer area for lockdown so we could progress out, and the manager could lock the doors for the night. And I eased up behind her. Now, y'all keep in mind, I probably have 7 inches in height over her. Yeah, I'm really tall, by the way. Well, really, really. I'm like 5'8". And So I come up and I'm standing behind her, and without saying much, which, by the way, I'm really good at ninjing people at work. I have very quiet shoes and I walk stealthily all the time, so I startle people quickly and easily. And I walk up behind her and I do my best. See if I can get it right.
My precious.
She jumped. Completely jumped because I got right behind her ear and did that. And she did not like that. And the rest of the crew, there was the manager and another chick and our recovery dude and me. And they were all completely like, "Aight, now, Miss Lee, you got to quit doing that." Anyway, yeah, this has been fun today. Oh gosh, this has been fun. So, we are going to have episode 101 next week. I will have some ideas. That's right, we were going to discuss building sweaters, block style. We were going to talk about that. So, that may be what I work on. Because here we are, halfway through December, next week, 2 weeks now, and we are totally heading headlong, head quickly, straight into the end of the year. And then 2015 will be upon us. So, all y'all folks out there, I hope y'all are doing very, very well. I hope y'all are having a fabulous time in your life. If you are not, please smile. Convince yourself that that's the healthiest thing to get through it. It's breathe. Cry if you need to cry. Take a nap afterwards, because tears eats up the energy. You know that? Get up from your nap. Embrace the fact that, you know, you are a survivor. Guys, y'all take care. Thank you for listening. If you are sick, get well soon. If you're well, yep, share the wellness. Smile at folks. Just have a good time. If you're hot, cool off. And if you cool, warm up. My website, www.revlee.me. My Etsy, it's etsy.com. My shop's name is Being Rev Lee. My Instagram, I'm Rev Lee. Facebook, I'm Rev Lee. The podcast Facebook is Yarns and Tales. So, have at it. Find me. Comment. Tell me a funny anecdote. Share with me. What projects are you working on for the new year? What projects are you trying to not work on? Because, well, you're not real sure. Whatever it is you're up to and whatever it is you're doing, guys, talk to me. Tell me about it. Until then, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.